David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 123, Sex versus Wallpaper. So I am now over a third of the way through this project. I've managed to release a blog every day for 122 days. The audio blog has flagged a little bit due to bad Wi-Fi at certain venues, but for the most part it's kept up with the written version. I'm pleased that the audience for this project has steadily increased over the weeks. The Fork Award win seems to have bolstered the numbers quite a bit. The audio version is way more popular than the written version. I like to think this is because people find my voice massively arousing, but it might just be that people are just very lazy and can't be bothered to read. Either way, thanks so much for taking an interest. There are hundreds of you who keep coming back on a daily basis, and the fact that the figures don't seem to have dropped off, if anything they've increased steadily over the weeks, must mean that I'm doing something right. Or maybe you're just all really easily pleased, or maybe you just all feel really sorry for me and are listening or reading out of sympathy. Thanks as well to all of you who've left comments on these blogs. There are quite a few comments that are still pending for approval before they're published onto the website, and I'm very behind on replying too, as I've been so busy over the last few weeks on tour, but I'll get around to it over the next few days, as I'm now heading back home after 3 weeks on the road. In fact, I'm recording this in my bedroom. Back at home again. I'm a little taken aback to discover that certain people who I'd perhaps rather didn't read or listen do listen and read these dollops. My dad now and again tells me that he's been keeping up with what I've been up to by reading the dollops. Whenever he mentions this, I always immediately try and change the subject, dreading to think what kind of things that he might have read, as this could lead to some quite uncomfortable conversations. If Dad is reading this and wondering why I suddenly became interested in talking about the new wallpaper in the living room, then it is simply to avoid us having a conversation that involves us talking about eligible teenage girls who I could possibly impregnate in order to get my hometown of Hartlepool back to the top of the teenage pregnancy league. My dad is a very proud Hartlepoodlian, so maybe the awkwardness of scouting for girls for his son to impregnate might be tempered by his pride for his town. My housemate Ben's parents also read or listen to these dollops. In fact, when Ben calls home, his parents told him that they already knew about his new sofa purchase because of the blog that I wrote about it. I don't mind his parents reading about sofas and kettles, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the notion that they are reading some of the more profane and salacious content. After our massively enjoyable homecoming gig in Durham last Saturday, I travelled back with my dad's fiancée Irene, and my auntie Linda, who is not really my auntie, but a surrogate auntie who I've known all my life. Linda informed me that she'd started reading my dollops. There was a bit of a pause while I desperately searched for another conversation topic. "How's the wallpaper in the living room?" I asked. But sadly, my wallpaper gambit failed due to the fact that she hadn't had the wallpaper changed in the living room for some years. "Yes, I read the one about the old people's home today," she said. What about the carpet?" I was conscious of the fact that the dollop about the old people's home consisted of me postulating on the subject of having sex with women in their 90s, by which I mean having sex with people who are 90 or over, rather than having sex with 90 women at a time. I mean, either way, both are uncomfortable thoughts. I appreciate if you didn't read this or listen to this, then you might be a little bit troubled. Out of context, this might seem highly disturbing, but be reassured that in context, it is only mildly disturbing. But context be damned, I really didn't fancy discussing the notion of me having sex with women in their 90s with Auntie Linda and my dad. Ideally, there would be a way of having a family-friendly version of these dollops, and a way to direct family, surrogate aunties and friends' parents to this tamer, sanitised content, therefore avoiding any potential embarrassment when I meet them. So, on a day when I might be joking about having sex with 90-year-old women or impregnating teenage girls, these family members and friends' parents will be directed to an alternative dollop, all about how I've been doing a spot of gardening over the weekend. Unfortunately, I fear that this would be far too cumbersome and complex to set up, plus it's probably a bit too late anyway for all of that, given the things that these people have already read and heard. At yesterday's gig in Cumbria, I talked about the unflattering David Eagle-related Google searches that I've been getting that have taken people to my website, such as, "Is David Eagle autistic?" I was pleased that the audience found it funny, and it was gratifying to note that the jokes on the previous 2 days' blogs got good laughs. I really do enjoy writing these dollops, but I don't get instant feedback from the audience in the same way as you do when you perform something, so it's nice to note that what I'm writing is actually funny. There'll be more clips from me talking about this subject at various gigs on the Young'uns podcast at some point soon. A new Young'uns podcast will be emerging this week, featuring our adventures from Australia. In the meantime, you can listen and download all of the previous Young'uns podcast and subscribe for free at the Young'uns podcast page. And you can also search for the podcast on the podcast app, if you've got an iPhone or iPod or anything like that, or any Android-related podcast app. If you know how to do that. And you can also subscribe and listen to and download all of the previous podcast versions of David's Daily Digital Dollop on iTunes or podcast apps or anything like that. If this is all a bit confusing for you, then don't worry, you can just continue to read and listen to the dollops in the same way that you've been doing before. Don't worry your pretty little heads about it. It's absolutely fine. Thank you very much for listening. We're a third of the way through the project. Hopefully we can manage another third and beyond, and hopefully we can take the listenership from the hundreds to the thousands. Oh, and then world domination.